Om Shanti. Today is 3rd of May 2018, Thursday, the magic of blessings. May you be an embodiment of all attainments and enable everyone to experience peace and power from your vibrations of spiritual happiness. The vibrations of spiritual happiness from the faces of the children who are full of all godly attainments and are embodiments of all attainments reach many souls so that they experience peace and power. Just as the fruitful tree gives people the experience of its shade and coolness and they become happy, similarly the vibrations of your happiness through the shadows of your attainments give others the experience of peace and power in their bodies and mind. So, Baba is saying, you should have spiritual happiness, Ruhani Prasannata. And with the vibrations of your Ruhani Prasannata, your spiritual vibrations, you have to spread Shanti and Shakti. Not only that, you have to give them experience, and Baba is giving example of a tree, just as a tree is there, and when that tree droops down, it gives two things, first a Sheetalta and then Chaya. First the coolness, and then that tree gives shade. So there is a shade and there as well as coolness. All those pilgrims, travelers who come are tired, exhausted. They experience cool under the shade of that tree. They experience that feeling of lightness, rest from the scorching heat of the sun. That tree saves them. So you become like that humble tree so that the whole world comes and takes rest. Once Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa asked Narendranath Vivekananda, when he was very young, he asked him what you would like to become. Would you like to become, if suppose this is the cup of tea, okay, and it is full with tea, would you like to sit on the brim or you would like to get drowned in this cup of tea? What you would like to become? He said, I would prefer to sit on the brim and sip the tea. He says, the master says, you should not enjoy sitting on the brim. Rather, you get drowned in this. Because this is the ocean of eternity. He says, I fear to enter inside because I will get drowned. But his master says, you get drowned because this is the sea of eternity. And he says to him, a beautiful statement, you have to become like a Vatavriksha one day, under which thousands and thousands of souls would come and take rest. You become like that tree for the whole world. So, Baba is saying, you become like fruitful tree. Fruits will come, shade and coolness. So in the similar manner, this is your spiritual happiness should spread everywhere. Chala kalpa tarunche arava chetana chinta manin se gava bolati che arnava piusha che. It is written in Jnaneshwari. Chala kalpatarun che arava. You become like that kalpataru. But village of the entire kalpataru, not one kalpataru, forest of the kalpataru. You become like the forest of the kalpataru. The whole, so many wish fulfilling trees, not one, but the whole forest. Chala kalpatarun che arava chetana chinta manin se gava. You become like Chintamani. Even if you get one Chintamani, your all desires are fulfilled. But here you are becoming the entire village of Chintamani. You become the village of Chintamani. You become the forest of Kalpataru. Bolati che arnava. Whatever you speak, that will be nectar. Not just nectar. Ocean of nectar. Bolati je arnava piusha che. It will be like piush, it's like makran, it's like the nectar. It will be the ocean, whatever you speak will be the ocean of nectar. So here also Baba is saying, you become like that tree, the fruitful tree that gives shade, that gives shadow, that gives fruit, that gives coolness, Sheetalta, to all the souls. How? By your spiritual happiness. By your Ruhani Prasannata. spread the vibrations of your Ruhani Prasannata, your spiritual happiness everywhere. And then souls will experience all attainments, all praptis. They will experience peace and power in their bodies and mind. It depends on what is the level of my happiness. It depends, just as if there is one is the zero bulb, there is the 60 volt, 40 volt, 40, 60, and then tube light, flashlight, whatever, different varieties. So, and searchlight, and the lighthouse. So it starts with zero bulb, 40, 60, tube light, flashlight, searchlight, and the lighthouse. What are you in all these? If your happiness is of the zero bulb, only few people would get illuminated. If it is slightly more, and it is not about speaking, it is about vibrations. The internal stage of spiritual happiness. What is my internal stage of spiritual happiness? The stronger the happiness, the stronger would be vibrations. The powerful the happiness, the more with more force and impetuosity it will reach the soul. So, increase the happiness within. Increase the happiness and its vibration. So this is today's blessing. Just as the fruitful tree gives people the experience of its shade of coolness and they become happy, similarly the vibrations of your happiness through the shadow of your attendants give others the experience of peace and power in their bodies. Even their body should become peaceful. Because in today's world, even bodies are suffering so much. And the reason for the body's suffering of body is also the suffering of the mind. The angst-ridden mind, the anxiety-ridden mind makes the body anxious. So reduce the excitement, anxiety, stress, tension, sorrow of the mind as well as of the body. And this will happen with your vibrations of spiritual happiness. There are four things. First is the pleasure. Pleasure is the lowest level. Pleasure means entirely physical. It is absolutely physical. When you rise little above pleasure, but in the world all these four things are taken as synonyms. They are taken as similar. Okay? The highest is, the grossest form is pleasure. Pleasure is sensual. P is absolutely sensual. Here it starts with, the journey starts with P. Here it is absolutely, then you rise above. From pleasure you come to happiness. From happiness you come to joy. From joy you come to bliss. From bliss you go to rapture. Rapture is also known as ecstasy. Rapture is also known as beatitude. Rapture is the highest stage of evolution of consciousness. So pleasure is absolutely physical. You rise above, you reach happiness. Happiness is slightly above pleasure. In happiness, you do some good deeds. Like you help somebody who is hungry. You feed him. You give donations. You feel happy. So that is happiness. Happiness arises out of social works. Okay. So here Baba said you are a spiritual social worker. Yesterday I think. Yeah. So those, whatever you do for others, you feel happy. You help somebody, you feel happy. You rise slightly above then. You come to joy. Now joy, you are entering the field of religion. Here you are a philanthropist. You are related to somewhere social. Now you are joy, you have entered the field of religion. Here you start doing religious activities like bhakti. You start loving God. You start going to pilgrimages. You start doing all the ceremonials of religion. Okay. But then here also you are a fanatic. Because you feel that what I am doing is right and what other is doing is not right. So there are a lot of things here. But you experience joy. Now you enter the field of bliss. Bliss has surpassed all religions. Bliss is a stage where bliss can be the somewhere in the Ramakrishna is getting bliss, somewhere Saint Eckhart is getting bliss, somewhere Rabia is getting Sufi Saint Rabia. These people belong to different religions, these people belong to different areas of the world, they do not know each other, but their internal experiences are same. They are mystics. What Saint Bernard is enjoying somewhere, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing, or what Brahma Baba is experiencing in his last 6 months, or what Dadi is experienced in their eternal stage. It is beyond all religion, creed, caste, sex. It is all beyond all your places. It surpasses everything. It transcends everything. That stage of consciousness, highest stage of spirituality. Here you are entering spirituality. Here you are religious. Here you are still pertaining to religion. Here you are entering the field of religion. And in that you are experiencing this stage of bliss. In Sufis, these people are known as musts. Must. There is a category of people which are known as musts. That's a Sufi word, of Parsi word, of Parsi. This belong coming from Iran. In India, there was somebody known as Meher Baba. He worked on the Sufis or this must. He introduced this must word. They are must fakir. They are must kalandar. They are must. They remain engrossed. They are like Sufi fakirs, or they may be baul fakirs. So those baul fakir, they experience this stage of bliss. Or anybody, for example, who has entered the highest stage of spirituality, they experience bliss. And when bliss reaches the final stage, the culmination, it is known as rapture. It is known as ecstasy. Ecstasy means you are just lost. Whether it is Meera or whether it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or whether it is Saint Francis de Sales or Saint Francis of Assisi, here you are lost. You don't know anything of this world. And people, usually these two stages, people call them mad. Because they don't understand. Till here it is okay with people. These people appear mad to world. They call them insane. Pagla Baba and all these people, they give them such a madman. And most of these people are admitted in mental hospitals by people. Because they don't understand their high stage. They feel they are like... But yes, Meher Baba, in some of his books, he has said, there is a difference between musts and madman. Madman is not aware of what he is doing, while must is aware of his consciousness. He is sleeping, but yet he is aware. So there is a difference between an insane person, a mad person, a pagal, and the highest stage of spirituality, where the person is like Ramakrishna Paramahansa. People would not understand his stage. Meera, people could not understand what stage Meera is in. They thought she is foolish. Why she is dancing like this? She is defaming our entire family. But who can understand Meera? Only the person of Tyag and Vairag. Only the person with similar devotion to God. Only Tulsidas could have understood what Meera was having. But the contemporary people, they could not understand her high stage. Even the so-called religious people cannot understand what bliss is. Because this transcends everything. And this stage, the people put them in the mental hospital only. Because they behave in an abnormal manner. They are behave in a manner which is not according to the etiquettes, your worldly etiquettes. So these are the different, this is the lowest form. But now, in today's world, people feel, I am feeling blissful today. They use any word anywhere. I eat lot of things, I feel rapture. And my atmosphere is so good, I am feeling rapturous, I am feeling joyful, I am eating this. So they use any word anywhere. They come to Pandavan, it is so pleasurable here. So they use the word pleasure in Pandavan. So they use any word anywhere. But this difference is not even given in any book. This is just a churning. Okay, this could be like this, or this rather should be like this. Euphoria, there are two things again. Here you put them here. Euphoria is a mental stage. euphoria can be false, euphoria can be right or true. Euphoria can occur because of drugs. And from all these stages, from here, they can happen with drugs, LSD. That's why all the sadhus and sannyasis, they go for afim. Because once you enter this stage, is very much similar. The same stage attains by your all the psychedelic drugs. So those drugs you consume, you enter into these stages. But this is false stages, because once the drug effect is over, you are back to your vicious life. You are not here. So euphoria is a stage of heightened pleasure. You feel, oh, very much pleasurable, like somebody is smoking and he feel euphoria. So this could be false, it's pseudo. But yes, when you enter bliss or rapture, euphoria is a natural stage, because sorrow cannot touch you here. You go beyond all that. This is the stage of Paramahansa or Avadhuts. This is a stage must Baul Fakirs or Sufi Fakirs reach. Ecstasy. And here person enjoys all those things which worldly people don't enjoy. They enjoy poverty. Man lago mero yaar fakiri mein. They enjoy fakiri. They enjoy all this. People feel these are fakirs, beggars, but they enjoy begging. So these are very dire, very opposite stages. So this is euphoria. Om Shanti.